Today's shiur, Parshas Vayetze, is the third of a series that we've had. Zmanei Shachris, Zmanei Mincha. Now we've gotten to Yaakov, Tiken, Tfilas, Marif. So that's the shiur on this week's Parsha. The Pasuk says, Vayifka b'makom vayalen sham kiva ha-shemesh. He got to the place. Reish Samaches. Vayivka b'makom, he arrived at the place and he slept there, kiva ha-shemesh. And the Gemara makes a drasha. What's lashon pegiya? Lashon pegiya vayivka is lashon tfila. Vayivka b'makom. B'makom is a kadosh baruch hu, that he davened to a kadosh baruch hu. Kiva ha-shemesh, which kiva ha-shemesh? The sun had set. What are we talking about? We're talking about Marav, which is at nighttime. So that's our drasha. We have a direct hit based on the pasuk in the parsha to discuss the zmane of tfilas Marav. We're going to talk about how early can we daven, and we're also going to talk about, on the flip side, how late can we daven. What's the latest time that somebody can daven Marav? Just the story just came to mind. It's not exactly on point, but it's somewhat on point. So it's a famous story about an avel that arrived in Eretz Yisrael. Don't know all the details, and he came to Yerushalayim, and he went to, I've told the story a year or two ago, he went to a shul in Sanhedria, thinking it's a minion factory, I can get a minion, not a problem, it's 3 a.m. No minion to be found. What am I going to do? I haven't missed any minyanim, and he's saying Kaddish. What am I going to do? So he calls 9 cabs. He calls 2 cab companies, send me 6 cabs, send me 3 cabs. 9 cab drivers come, they all arrive, that makes the minyan, and he tells them right at the beginning, start your meters, come on in and daven. Start your meters, come on in and daven. So they come in, they daven. Afterward, he says, Kaddish, they go out, and not one cab driver charged him. They were all so enthralled with participating in the minyan at now 3:15, 3:30 in the morning. So that's, we're not going to talk about if you have to spend money, but that's a different sugya in order to pay cabs. But we will talk about when is the end time that you can go all the way up and daven marim. And we'll also talk about the ideal.
It's a good way to find 10 Jews.
It's a great time. Pay him something. Pay him something.
Order a minion.
Cassie, get taxi.
Get taxi, get minion,
and 9 people show up for davening. That's the app that we need. Get minion.
Well, he wasn't concerned
that
they
had
already.
You know, they all had their yarmulkes that they had to take out. It wasn't that crew that they was. Yeah, I hear. But
3:15.
He was sure that 6 didn't daven, so he was okay. Okay, so we're gonna start.
Right in New York.
Right, page Reisa Meches, right side, where it says Mishnah B'Brocha. So we're going to start overall. We're going to give the overview of when of the Zmanei Tefillah for Shachas, Mincha, and Marav, and then we're going to hone in on Marav today. So Mishnah B'Brocha, Chavav, Amar Aleph, Muva, Tefillas HaShachar Ad Chatzos, Rabbi Yehuda Omer Ad Arba Shaos. This is the machlokas we saw the first year. We had Zmanei Shachris. Can you daven Shachris up until only 4 hours, like Rabbi Yehuda says, or up until Chatzos? We pass, and you should daven up into 4 hours. If you missed it, you can go up into Chatzos. So that's the Zmanim of Shachris. And interestingly, the Gemara says specifically we have an end time. Next, Tfilas HaMincha, another machlokis, Ad HaErev. Tfilas HaMincha, you go up into evening. Last time we talked about, what does Erev mean? Does that mean Shkia or Tzeisachama? That will be, or Tzeisachochavim? Is it up until sunset or nighttime? And we'll get back into that today. That's going to be an important machlokas for us when it relates to the Zman of Mincha. How does that impact the Zman of Maariv? And Rav Yehuda Omer Ad Plaga Mincha. So we have a machlokas when it comes to Mincha. Can you daven Mincha all up until Erev, either sunset or nighttime? Or is it up until Plaga Mincha? Plaga Mincha is 1.25 hours earlier. So if we look at our handy dandy charts from the 1800s, we see here that fairly complex chart, but we're focusing, if you look where it says Shkia sunset on the right side, I'll hold it up here, that Mincha, it's a machlokas, whether we can daven Mincha up until either Shkia or Tzeis HaKochavim, according to Rabbanan, or 1.25 hours earlier. Now what's important, and we'll talk about this a little bit more, is that Plaga Mincha, where is that counted? Plag meaning 1.25 hours earlier from what? is that an hour and a quarter earlier from sunset, or is an hour and a quarter from Tzeis HaKochavim? So we're going to have to get into that in a little bit also. So that is when it comes to Mincha.
How would Rabbi Yehuda define the time between Chag HaMincha and Shkia?
Maariv. It's Maariv time. We'll get back to that point in a little bit. That's a very important point. It's night. That's night for purposes of Maariv. Okay, so that is Mincha. When it comes to Maariv, Tfilah Sa'erev, we have very strange language here. Tfilah Sa'erev, Ainla Keva. Tfilah Sa'erev, Ainla Keva. What is Ainla Keva? It has no set time. When it came to Shachris, we had an end time. When it came to Mincha, we had an end time. When it comes to Maariv, it says there is no designated time for purposes of Maariv. Very strange language. We're going to have to define what that means. Maybe mitzvah achiyuv, or maybe something else. Maybe, as we'll see in a little bit, it's dependent on Shachris and Mincha. Meaning, when it's not the time for Shachris, it's not the time for Mincha, it's the time for Maariv. Ein la keva. So the Gemara asks this question. What does that mean, ein la keva? What does it mean? There's no set time. So it says, why do we have Maariv? We have a discussion in the Gemara. Why do we have Shachris Mincha Maariv? So there are two views. One is because of Korbanos, and one is because of the Ahavos. Well, because of the Ahavos, we have Shachris because Avram instituted it. We have Mincha because Yaakov instituted it. We have Maariv Yitzchak. Thank you. Jonathan's listening. And we have Maariv because Yaakov instituted it. The other view is it's Keneged to Midim. Connected the korbanos. We have a korban tamid shal shachar. We have shachar. It's a korban tamid shal ben abarim. So we have mincha, and because of the limbs and the fats that were put onto these mizbeach, those could go all night long. That is our maariv. Maariv also can go all night long. That's what's being a keva, meaning you can go all night long.
So there is an end, right?
We'll have to see what's the end. What's the end time? Okay, now.
Does that end time correspond also with the korbanos? In other words, at the time of Shachris.
Good. We'll get to it at the end of the shir here. Okay. So pun intended. At the end. So what's interesting is the Gemara does give a start time for Kriya Shema at night. There's a whole discussion of the Gemara and Brachos. It's when the Kohanim go out and eat their truma. Effectively, it's what's the zman of Kriya Shema?
We're not talking about Kriya Shema zman. That's a whole separate.
Ein Achinami. When it comes to Kriya Shema, but it gives us a set time. It says tzeis. When it comes to Maariv, the Gemara does not say any start time. Doesn't say start time. Doesn't say when you can start Maariv. But the implication of the Gemara is that when Mincha ends, immediately Maariv begins. There is no gap. When it's not Mincha, you can't start Maariv yet. When Mincha ends, we immediately go into the Zman of Maariv.
What about overlap? Zman Shriva or that is Zman Shriva?
Kriya Shema is probably Shriva. Ein Achinami. I'm just contrasting it. I'm contrasting that when it comes to Kriya Shema, it's taste. But when it comes to Maariv, it doesn't say. So when is it? We have to peg it to Mincha. That's different.
The reason they wait is because of Shriva.
Yeah, we're going to get back to this. We will get back.
The reason they wait is because of Suffolk. Exactly.
We'll get there.
Why is it understood that there's no overlap? Why is that accepted?
So look at the bottom page, Reisa Meches, two lines from the bottom on the right side. Ukafisha Muva Begamor Babrachos, Chazayin Amar Aleph. One of the proofs of the Gemara. Mirav Shispala Arvis Shal Shabbos Be'erev Shabbos Mimodium. He davened Maariv during the daytime. He went from Mincha straight at Plag. His divider was from going from Plag. He immediately went Plag. Plag was Mincha, and he started Maariv. He davened. So we see that one went into the other. So next paragraph, left side, Reisha Meches, Vekasav Chen B'Mefurish B'Sefer Ha'itim, V'Shem Hilchas Halachas P'sukos Rav Yehuda Igon, Kol Idan Denafik Zman Tfilas HaMincha, as soon as Mincha end, Isles Zman Tfilas Arvis. Maariv begins immediately. Next paragraph down, Achen, Kasa B'Pshitus Baruch HaShulchan, a contemporary of the Shulchan, of the Mishnah Bura, the Davar Poshet Hu. As soon as the Zman of Mincha ends, Maschil Zman Tfilas Arvis. Maariv starts immediately. Everyone agrees that when Mincha ends, Marav begins. So our question then is, when does Mincha end? Okay, so
why is this our question? When Shachar ends, this is the proof
from it. Mi'ikar din it would, meaning Chatzos. If it's Chatzos, but we push it off for half an hour. So there's some poskim that say you can be Yotze even before 6.5 hours. But we don't poskim that way, but it would. Mi'ikar din it would, because we wait a half an hour. Okay, so when does Mincha end? So we started talking about this, but it's fairly complex because it depends on two independent but dependent machlokuses. Number one is, machlokus number one is, that's better, the Mishnah that we saw, we have a machlokus, does Mincha go all the way up until Plag, or does it go all the way up until Erev? That's one machlokus. According to Chachamim, it goes all the way up into Erev. According to Rabbi Yehuda, it goes all the way up to Plag HaMincha an hour and a quarter earlier. So based on Chachamim, the Chachamim would say Mincha is the time that goes all the way up to Erev. As soon as we hit Erev, whatever that means, what starts?
Mar.
According to Rabbi Yehuda, Mincha goes all the way up into Plag, an hour and a quarter before Erev. Immediately it would start Mar. Okay, that's machlokas number one. Machlokas number two is, how are we computing the day? Are we computing the day from sunrise, which is Nates, till sunset, which is Shkia? Or are we computing it on a lot longer time period, a lot longer length, from Alos HaShachar all the way up till Tzeis HaKochavim? Alos HaShachar is, let's assume right now incorrectly, but let's assume 72 minutes before, certain 2 days of the year in the Eretz Yisrael, 72 minutes before Alos HaShachar. It's Alos HaShachar, so it's much earlier than Nate. Or at Tzeis HaKochavim, we'll assume also 72 minutes afterwards. So it's a lot longer period. If we are in the second view, that it's from Alos until Tzeis HaKochavim, according to the opinion of Chachamim, my Mincha goes all the way up until Tzeis HaKochavim, and my Marav begins right at Tzeis. And according to the opinion of Rabbi Yehuda, my Mincha goes all the way up until Plag, which is computed based on an hour and a quarter before Tzeis. No, Tzeis. An hour and a quarter before Tzeis, because I'm computing longer. That's my day. It's Peg. We work back an hour and a quarter from Tzeis HaKochavim, and my Marav will begin immediately after Plag HaMincha, but Plag is an hour and a quarter before Tzeis, not an hour and a quarter before Shkia. So there are a lot of opinions then based on that. There would come out that there are four different possibilities. And conceptually, when I go from Mincha to Marav, is it an hour and a quarter before Shkia? Is it Shkia? Is it an hour and a quarter before Tzeis, or is it Tzeis? There are four different views of when I would go from Mincha immediately into Marav. Okay. So they ignore everything, right? And what's confusing here is if you go the Chumrah on Marav, it's a Kula on Mincha because you're pushing Mincha later. And if you go to the Chumrah and Mincha, you go in the Kula. If you do, unless you dive in Mincha early, and then you go home
that
and do.
That was Rav Matzleb on Erev Shabbos.
Erev Shabbos.
So he would contradict the time.
Yeah, in Achinami. But there we are. Even nowadays, we're more makel on Erev Shabbos. No, because that's a tarti v'sachis. There's no sheet.
The people who hold it in Kedavin and Nisbay after Shkia would hold it, that goes up until Seitz
then. In Achinam. Okay, so
did we say that Seitz is astronomically quantifiable? Can we use charts?
Nates.
Yes, Nates.
Nates is, yeah. Now, Seitz is nighttime.
So
Nates is sunrise.
But nighttime, it's just by your eye?
We'll get to that. Okay, very good. Okay, so there are three reasons brought by the postgame why, despite that we have four viable computations as to when I can end Mincha and start Marav, why we should try to push Marav as far as late, to the latest of the four shitas. We should try to do it later.
To give the Mincha davening, there's enough time to finish.
They have a long Shimon Esrei. So, page Rei Samach Tes, Tam Rishon, bottom left, Tam Rishon, Diyesh Minashitos. Rei Samach Tes, second paragraph from the end, left side. Tam Rishon, Diyesh Minashitos Asovrosh, Shizman Ma'arev, Rag mitzeis al kachavim, like the kapshuto, there is an opinion that Mariv is only at seis. That's the most machmir opinion on Mariv. Now, that's how the Tor paskins, and that's how the Shulchan Aruch paskins also. We're on page Ayin Reish. Top right, where it says Ukeshitas, paragraph Ukeshitas Sator, page Ayin Reish, Ukeshitas Sator, Pasav B'Shulchan Aruch, Bekasav, Mishis Balat Tfilas, the Mincha, this is the Mincha here. But anyone who daven Mincha from 6.5 hours and onward is Yotze. What does the Lashon of Yotze mean?
Bidyeved.
Shita of the Shulchan Aruch is Mincha. Gedol is only bidyeved. It should be at the time of mincha katana. The ikar zman miteshal semechto lemala ad halayla lerabanan. The psak of the Shulchan Aruch is that mincha goes all the way up. What's layla? That's teso kachavim. If mincha goes up into layla, when does marav start? At layla, which is at teso kachavim. So that's the psak of the Shulchan Aruch that mi ikar adin one should not be davening marav until layla, until nighttime, until teso kachavim. So that's reason number one why Mariv should be pushed till the latest of the four shitas. Now a second reason is brought down that the Zman of Kriya Shema, this is what we were getting to before, is when? Is Tseisa Kochavim.
Is
B'Shachba, is B'Tseisa Kochavim. But there's an inyan of Somech Geula Litfila. What's Geula? What's Geula? Gal Yisrael. Gal Yisrael, we have to say that's when we're davin. That's the Birchas Kriyat Shema. We have to say Kriyat Shema then. If I have to be Somech Gula Latfila, meaning my Shmona Esrei, and the Gemara says anyone who is Somech Gula Latfila will Zochel Olam Haba. In other words, Somech Gula Latfila means I have to say my Shema and my Shmona Esrei afterwards. Yeah. So that's Somed Geula Latfila. And if I can only be Yotze my Kriyat Shema when? At Tzeisa Kochavim, Memela, I can only daven after Tzeisa Kochavim, because I have to be Somed Geula Latfila. So the Mishnah
Berurah. That's a thief of Tfila, but the thief of Krishma could be separate.
Says the Reish Ayin Aleph, bottom left corner. Uve Mishnah Berurah says as follows, Kasavine Bizmanenu. Nagurov Olam Likras Kriyashima. The Minag Olam is to say Kriyashima Lispalel Achar Tseisa Kochavim Kedin. That's how we do it. That's the Ikar Adin, because we should be doing, we should end. We'll get back to this point. Can you just repeat this? Repeat the Kriyashima. We'll get back to the Mir Tashem. Actually, we'll do it right now. But that's the ideal way to do it. So I'm being so mekula that feel that my Kriyat Shema is at the right time in the context of davening. Michu beizem akomos babate kinesios yeshadai minag yasha. There are some places, they have their old minag, shemispalin tekaf achar mincha afshu mibod yom ktas. They daven right after mincha, even though it's early. This is a minag in many places. In Israel, it's not that common. They'll daven right after Shkia. Right after Shkia. But if Ashkenazim... For Ashkenazim, it's very common in Chutzlar. It's very common that you get the Shkia and you have a 5-minute Dvar Torah, Nur Dvar Torah, and you start immediately. In Eretz Yisrael here, like at the Groh, they have the earliest minion is what, 18 minutes or something like that after Shkia? What is it, 15 minutes? So, but that's based on a computation that's after the earliest Tseis. 13 and a half is the earliest Tseis of Kochavim. So they gear it, and then they add on a little bit for Tosefta Shabbos or something. So Vamispala b'makomos elu yira lachzor b'likras every day. It says yira lachzor b'likras kriyat shema kishi yagiyazma. If you daven in a place that you're davening right after Shkia, you have to repeat the kriyat shema. He says this is the Mishnah Berurah. Ulefachos yira likras kol harshes. At least you should say the entire kriyat shema when you say kriyat shema mita. And have in mind, I am being Yotze the mitzvah of Kriya Shema. That's fine.
Is that sucked in?
Yeah, that's the Mishnah Berurah. As long as I have in mind, it does, you don't have to. If you davened early and you weren't Yotze.
I've seen somewhere else that you can't do that. You can't
do that. Before it says?
No, what's happening is you davened your Marah before it says. You have to repeat your Kriya Shema.
Right.
You have to repeat your Kriya Shema after saying it's just the Mishnah Berurah. At a minimum, say it when you say Kriya Shalom Alamita and say all three parshiyos. And have in mind that I'm being Yotze the mitzvah of Kriya Shema. But he says, Ba'ashrei Amispalel Mariv Bizmano B'tzibur. Praiseworthy is the one who daves Mariv Bizmano, which means after Tseis. Because then you're taking care of the Kriya Shema. Now he brings the Bir Halacha, brings in the name of the Gro, the Maaser Rav, that if you have a choice between davening at Seis, Marav at Seis without a minion, and davening before tzeis with the minyan, paskin the maaser rav, daven biyachidus after tzeis, and not with the minyan before tzeis. That's not everyone would agree with that, but in any case, there is the sheet of the gra. Okay, so far we have two reasons why we should push the Maariv after tzeis. Number one, Mikar Adin. We have the sheet of the Chachamim, based on the computation of Alos HaShachar to Tzeis HaKochavim. Ikar Zman Maariv is Tzeis HaKochavim. That's reason number one. Reason number two, the Kriyat Shema has to be after tzeis. So that's a second reason. Now, number three is, go back to page Ayin Reish, bottom right. It says Tam Sheni. I went a little bit out of order. Instead of doing 1, 2, 3, I went 1, 3, 2. So this, it goes as follows. It's fascinating. There is a shita, an important shita, that says that if you daven your Maariv early, before Tzeis HaKochavim, you cannot say the Birkas Kriya Shema. You can't say the Birkas Kriya Shema. Why would that be? If the Zman of Kriya Shema hasn't arrived yet, not only are you not Yotze the mitzvah of Kriya Shema, you can't say the brachas of the Kriya Shema either. And it could be a bracha levatala davening earlier. You're saying the Birkas of Kriya Shema, you're not able to be Yotze the Kriya Shema. It could be a bracha levatala. Could be. So that's...
You also, in that case, you make a bracha Asher and Shabbos and Shabbos and
very good. We'll get to that. Very, very. That's a question on what I say. It's a question on what I say. So then, if you're saying it's a bracha levatala, why isn't it a bracha al mitilas dulav? Al likra hala? Al mitzvahs kriya shema? Why is that not the nusach? Fantastic question. Fantastic. We'll get to that in a minute.
Is that kriya shema then, b'diavad, the minimum for Talmud Torah also?
Is
kriya shema b'mikra is the minimum for Torah,
that's another shir. There is a shita that says that the Yotze Kobeiti Matara.
No, but I know those two things. Two things for that.
Okay, different topic. Okay, so Rav Haigon, Rabbeinu Hai, Rav Haigon was asked as follows. Our question: they asked Rav Haigon if the tzibur is being mocked him to say Kriyat Shema and daven before it says, should we daven with them or not? And he has two. The Rishonim bring two explanations of Rav Haigon. Says we're gonna be on Ayin Reish Ubebeir Hadvarim. We're on the left side towards the top. Ubebeir Hadvarim Kasuv Beis Yosef. Ayin Reish, left side. Ubebeir Hadvarim Kasuv Beis Yosef Sham Barucha Bezelashon Rabbeinu Yonah Kasuv Sham Shadas Rabbeinu Hai Sham Ispalel Imasibur Bebeis Hakeneses. Someone who dives in the tzibur and with the minion in the shul. V'yikra Kriyat Shema. You should say Kriyat Shema Kamo Shikore Psukim. If it's before Tzeis HaKochavim and the minyan is before Tzeis HaKochavim, you're not Yotze the mitzvah, so it's like you're just learning. Kedei lispalo mitoch divrei Torah. Fine. Okay. Kemo shamav Yerushalmi. V'lo yikra brachos. But you can't say the birkas Kriyat Shema because it's not the time for Kriyat Shema yet. V'gam lo yane amen bekavana latzeis yedechova. You can't say amen after the brach of the shatz that I'm going to be Yotze, because then you're not going to be able to say it later.
We don't pass them like this.
Ella. This is the Rabbeinu Haigon. Ella im yirtzel omra mimakala belochati. Okay, that I don't want to skip. Actually, we'll get back. Ulaachar yitzias akochami. I jumped down another line. Ulaachar yitzias akochami. What do you do later? It says kore kriyat shema im birchasel atzeis yidechovah. So that's when you can say the kriyat shema with the brachas and your yotze. So he's saying you can't say the birchas kriyat shema.
Right.
You can't say enachinami. Enachinami. Yeah, you're not. So Rav Haigon's next understanding is even more complicated. Next paragraph down. V'kasav od Rabbeinu Yonah. U'mish yirtza l'hachmir al atzma. If you want to be really machmir, if you really want to do this right, and you're with a minion that's davening before Tzeis HaKochavim, yachol la'asos b'derech acheres yoser nechona. There's a better way to do this. Shiyikra b'beis ha'kaneses kriyat shema. Davening, when you're in the shul, you're with them and you say Kriyat Shema. V'habrachos b'lo chasima u'psicha. You can't say the beginning of the bracha and the end of the bracha, because that's a bracha levatala. V'yispala lima tzibur. And daven meaning your shmon esrei with the tzibur. V'osa tefila yispala l'shem nedava. It's not even it's a nedava. It's a nedava. The marav before is you're not able to say the brachas. If you say the brachas, you have to skip the beginning of the bracha and end of the bracha.
That's when you have what to contribute.
What was that?
That's when you have what to contribute.
Yeah. And then, after tzeis, what you should do is you should say the whole thing. Say this whole thing, and not this is your chova. Well, you didn't say the brachas properly. You did kriyat shema. You can only be yotzei as seis
hakachavim. So what'd you gain?
The shmona esrei was only in a davar. Tzibur, yeah, yeah, in the davar b'tzibur. That's what he said. Now, lamaisa, somebody mentioned before, that's not how we pass it. You're right. That's not how we pass it. The Shulchan Aruch, reish ayin aleph, top right, omnam, reish, pasuk lalacha b'shulchan aruch, sheish davar b'yikras kriyat shema. That's how we pass in Shulchan Aruch. If you daven early, it's not seis. Not tzeis yet, it's after plag, it's after shkia, whatever time it is, but if it's before tzeis, we do daven. If there's not going to be ideally there's a minyan later. But if we did daven, we would daven the entire thing. But what do we need to do? We have to repeat what?
The
Kriya Shema. Not the bracha, birchas Kriya Shema. So on that, we have our question then, how is it possible that I am saying the brachas of the Kriya Shema before tzeis? I'm not Yotzei the mitzvahs of Kriya Shema, so how can I say the brachas of Kriya Shema? Why is it not a bracha levatala? The Beis Yosef asked this question. How is it not a bracha levatala? So he says it's really not that Chazal instituted the brachas of Kriya Shema on the Kriya Shema. It's simply we were saying the Kriya Shema. Because if that were the case, he says the Chazal would say, we would have to say what bracha? Levarach likros Shema. We're not saying likros Shema. So he says it's not a brachas on the Kriya Shema. They're independent of the Kriya Shema, and Chazal wrapped it around the Kriya Shema. But even if we're not Yotze the Kriya Shema, says the Beis Yosef, we can still say the brachas, we still say the Kriya Shema, but we're not Yotze the Kriya Shema, because it's too early before it says, it's just learning Torah, and then we would have to repeat the Kriya Shema. So that, I believe, is the Minhag HaOlam, is that if there's no minyan at all, we would daven with a minyan earlier, but we would repeat, we'd say the whole Marav, and we would repeat the Kriya Shema.
This would have enough coming also Shafars. If you're davening, let's say, after Shema and Kriya Shema.
Yes, yes, yes.
Same thing, right?
Yes, yes.
What's the point of even saying the Shema earlier? Yeah. Just for learning?
For learning. For learning. You're
supposed to say it before.
Okay, so we've been talking a lot about the time of Tzeis HaKochavim. Tzeis HaKochavim is the time Kriya Shema Tzeis HaKochavim is also the time of, according to some opinions, that we should, many opinions, that we should daven Marav. And that's, according to all opinions, I think we would say, that's the ideal time to daven. We can daven earlier, but if that's the Zman of Kriya Shema, and certainly it's the Shita of Chachamim, that we should daven at Tzeis HaKochavim, based on the computation from Alos to Tzeis HaKochavim.
So,
You would start at his tzeis. That would be the beginning time. So when is tzeis? So we're going to talk initially. We're going to talk conceptually when is tzeis. We're not going to get into there. So many opinions on this. Halacha lemaisa. We do have it. That's it. It's done. It's right. It's the end time. Tzeis HaKochavim. The stars have come out. So this is fairly ironic, but we are on page Erev. Ayin Reish Bet. That is good planning. Ayin Reish Bet. So we're on the left side. What? This is nice. So left side, second paragraph. The Amru B'Gemar B'Shabbos Lamed Am Beis. What is Tzeis HaKochavim Shu Laila? That it's nighttime. That the ramifications are a number. When is Kriya Shema? When do we end Shabbos? It's Laila at nighttime. Hainu Mishiru Gimel Kochavim. That's when you see three stars. What size of stars? Big stars you can see earlier, small stars much later. We're not talking about large stars that you can see during the day. Sorry, I just read that twice. And not small ones, tiny ones that you can only see in the middle of the night, that you can't see very early. We're talking about medium-sized stars. That's how we pass into the Rambam. When we're talking about Laila, Tzeis HaKochavim, is to see medium-sized stars. Now, the next paragraph says that there's a problem with that, that we really don't know what's big, small, or medium. So, v'kasa v'beis Yosef, v'shem ha-rabbeinu Yonah, da'af, agav de'betzeis gimel kachamim beinonim, kfar evi Laila, k'muvar g'mor v'shabbos, even though it goes based on medium stars, mikol makom, kevan she'enenu b'kim, la'afchim, we can't tell the difference between medium and large. We have to wait until we see three small stars. Now he says the ramifications are of this are for Kriya Shema, We have to wait for three small stars, and we have to get to end of Shabbos. Now, the Mishnah Berurah then qualifies.
How do we know it's small stars?
The Mishnah Berurah, we in Achanami, but Mishnah Berurah, we have to be machmir. You see the night before, when are the small stars? When am I seeing those? So the Mishnah Berurah qualifies us, and he says, what we're talking about is if it's a cloudy night, or if it's a cloudy night, or I didn't know when Shkia is, so I have to estimate it. We have to be machmir and wait for small stars. However, if you knew when Shkia was, you can just run a computation, use the charts, whatever it is, and that would not be a problem. That's not what we're talking about, that you wait for smaller stars. Okay, so I want to talk about...
What's going on here?
Okay, so
what he's saying, if you can see them, they're already vainering because small one you don't see.
If you would have to wait longer until you see the smaller ones. You have to wait till you see the smaller ones. You'd have to wait. So that for purposes of Kriyat Shema and for purposes of Kriyat Shema, purposes of the end of Shabbos, we'd have to be machmir if we don't have a basis to have a real estimate based on Shkia. Okay, so where are we right now? I will, by the way, give out a chart, and we'll get a little bit more detailed in what does that mean time-wise. So, but conceptually, Tzeisel Kochavim is when we see the medium stars, and if we don't know, then we have to wait for the small stars. We will put some numbers on that. Okay, when's the end time for Maariv? I don't know if anyone's had this issue that, I don't know, you fall asleep or something, you weren't feeling well, and you wake up.
In Pesach, he says, the time for the
Shema. Kriya Shema. So these things can happen, that you arrive late. I can't remember this happening to me, but hopefully it doesn't. But it could in theory, that something happened and you blew it, you didn't daven Maariv, and you say, is it too late to daven Maariv? Somebody wasn't feeling well and went to sleep early, and then you wake up, you're on a shidduch, and it was such a geshmak shidduch, that higia zman kriya shema shachris. So Reisha in Gimel, we're going to see a steer in the Rambam on this question, how late can we go in staying the Maariv? Reisha in Gimel, right side where it says, Peperish HaMishnayis LaRambam. So he says as follows, we're about six lines down, V'yesh LaAdam Lispala Osa Ad Shita'ale HaShemesh. You can daven Maariv. What's Ta'ale HaShemesh?
Netz,
very good. It's not Alos. It's Ta'ale HaShemesh. Ta'ale HaShemesh.
I don't think so.
There's a little bit of a Tarsi in the Satra there. So, Ta'ale HaShemesh. Well, we'll see. Ain't Achinami. So. But the problem is, we have a steerer here. We have a steerer. The Rambam in Perish HaMishtai says you can daven Maariv all the way up until Neitz. Next paragraph. Umi'idach HaRambam Mishnah Torah Kasav and Hilchos Tvila Kasav Tvila Sa'erev Afal Pishein Achova. Maariv is not an obligation. Amispalalo says Mana, whoever davens it, it's Man Mitchilas HaLaila Ad Shiale Amur HaShachar. That's Alos HaShachar. That's much earlier than Neitz. So which is it? It's a steer in the Rambam. In the Perush of Mishnah, the Rambam says it's Neitz. In his Mishnah Torah, the Rambam says it is Alos HaShachar. So the Emes Yaakov, Rav Yaakov Kamenetsky, brings two answers how to reconcile this steer in the Rambam. By the way, the Mishnah Berurah points out this, and in the Sharet Zion, the Mishnah Berurah says Tzarachiyun. We have a real steer in the Rambam. It has real nafkaminas. Real nafkaminas. Can I daven Maariv at that time period or not? So the Emes Liakov brings, he brings two reasons. So he says as follows. That he says in the Perush HaMishnah is that you can daven Maariv all the way up until sunrise. That's talking about if you haven't said Kriya Shema not. Because the Kriyat Shema, I can daven all the way up. The Kriyat Shema of nighttime, I can daven all the way up until Neitz, he says. Up until Neitz, I can daven the Kriyat Shema all the way up until Neitz. Because of that, because I can also daven. Somebody who hasn't said the Kriyat Shema can also daven the daven the Marav at the same time. Then we're makel on him and he can go even Marav all the way up. But if he's already said the Kriya Shema, then he can no longer daven past Alos HaShachar. That's Yishuv number one, reconciliation number one. Reconciliation number two is based on what we mentioned before, that as soon as Mincha ends, starts the time of Marav. That's what's Ein Lakva. It has no set time, you can go all the way. Not, but it starts immediately when Mincha ends, Marav begins. So in the Perush HaMishnayos, so the Rambam says that you can daven Marav all the way up until Neitz. The Perush HaMishnayos is a commentary on the Mishnah. It's a commentary on the Mishnah, but the Gemara, the view of the Gemara, leaving aside the Halacha, is that when is the ideal time? When's the proper time to daven Shachris? What does the Gemara tell us?
Neitz.
So if the proper time to daven Shachris, Neitz, Mimele, when does Marav end?
It's
Nates, right? Yeah. It's right before it,
at
Nates.
Can it get started at Nates? But keep going another half
you
hour?
Can't. You have to be, there you say you have to finish. But on the other hand,
easier to
in
get
the
a minion
halakha,
calling the camp. You have 10 guys there already anyway.
You know, right? we do Mincha Marav back to back. We can do Marav Shachris back to back. So in the halachic work, in the Mishnah Torah, we're talking Psak Halacha. The Rambam is paskening, and this is the psak that we have, that somebody who daven shachris, if it's a b'shas adchak, an exigent circumstance, you can start davening your shachris from when? Alos HaShachar. So in the halachic work, the Rambam says that the zman of shachris is from Alos HaShachar. Memela, when can I daven my marav up until Alos HaShachar. So that's another yishuv that he brings as to how to be miyashuv. And a third yishuv is probably the most accurate one, Rav Kapach, in his Perush on the Perush HaMishnayos of the Rambam, brings in a footnote that it's the wrong. He brings another gears in the Perush HaMishnayos that it's not that you can daven up until Nates the Marav, but only up until Alos HaShachar. So it's only even in the Perush HaMishnayos, it's only up until Alos HaShachar, not until Nates, and that would be consistent. There's really no steer. Okay, Tachlis the Maisa.
He's changing the meaning.
He says that there's a different Kirsay, it's a different Nusach of Ktav Yad. There was two different Ktav Yad. Problem is, it's written in Arabic, so it's all commentary. But the Arabic is Eli An Itla Alfagar, but it probably sounds guttural and disgusting. But the translation is it would be until Alos HaShachar. So it's Lemaisa, fascinating. It is a machlokas between the Mishnah Brura and the Orach HaShulchan. Two contemporaries, when can you daven Marav until? So we're on Ayin Dalad Reish, next page, where it says, it's left side where the paragraph starts, Vaha'emes. Vaha'emes. So it's four lines down. The Mishnah Berurah says, Lo Yispalel. Lo Yispalel Shmona Esrei Shel Marav Achar Alos HaShachar. We can't daven Marav past Alos HaShachar. The Tfilas Arvis Niskena Rak Bishvil Laila. It's only nighttime, and as soon as Alos HaShachar happens, that's day.
It's
Yom. Yom Hulacha. Yom. It's Yom.
So what is Boker?
I don't know the difference.
There's Boker, Yom, Erev, and Laila. Aren't there four denominations?
I don't know. I just think...
The common atonement is four.
Yom is the whole... Boker is included in Yom.
Boker is included? It's not
I think so. It's
Yom.
He says, no, I don't think so.
Yom.
He's saying Yom starts at Alos HaShachar.
Yeah.
It can't be. So according to the Mishnah Berurah, you can daven Marav up until Alos HaShachar. According to the Aruch HaShulchan, next paragraph down, second line, Akorek Kriyat Shema, La'achar Sha'ala Amud HaShachar. If you daven Kriyat Shema, after Alos HaShachar, don't say Hashkivenu. De'enos Mashkivas. You can't say Hashkivenu, Akenos Shalom. Put us to sleep, because it's not the time to be sleeping. It's time to wake up. Aval HaMarav HaRavim, this is part of Marav. Of course you could daven Shmon Esrei after Alos HaShachar. It's only a problem of saying Hashkivenu. So we have a machlokas between the Mishnah Berurah and the Aruch HaShulchan. Is it all the way up until Neitz, like the Aruch HaShulchan, or is it only up until, or is it until Alos, like the Mishnah Berurah? Okay, let me recap real quickly. We've gone through what's the Zman of Marav. We said that when it comes to Kriya Shema, The Gemara does give a start time at Seis when it comes to Maariv. It does not give a start time, but we said, or Cheshulchan told us, according to all poskim, that Maariv starts immediately after Mincha ends. When does Mincha end? That's a massive machlokes. Is it plag, an hour and a quarter before night, or is it night? And then we said, but there's another machlokes. Are you counting night from Shkia or Tseis? And so too, the Rabbi Yehuda is in an hour and a quarter before Shkia, or an hour and a quarter before Tseis. So that's a major, major machlokes. But nonetheless, we said the ideal time to daven Maariv is at Tseis for three reasons. Number one, because some poskim say that's the Iker Zman at Seis, not only for Kriyat Shema, but also for Maariv. Also, that's the Zman for Kriyat Shema. And also, there are some poskim, and this is not how we poskim, but there are some poskim say you can't even say the brachas of Kriyat Shema if it's before Seis. So that saves us from all those problems. When it comes to the last time to daven Maariv, we saw the conflict in the Rambam. One place he says the Alos HaShach, one place is Nates. We brought various reconciliations, but Lamaisa, we still that same problem that we saw in the Rambam, that comes a machlokas between the Orach HaShulchan and the Mishnah Berurah. Mishnah Berurah being Machmir Maariv, that it has to end by Alos HaShachar, and with the Orach HaShulchan being Mekel, said you can continue davening Maariv even after Alos HaShachar without Ashkiven. Okay, this is tomorrow's Manim. I think it'd be helpful if we
printed up from the ground. This one's not from the ground.
It's a Jerusalem. Yeah, so this is tomorrow's Manim. Let's work from the bottom, which says midnight. Okay, if anyone wants a lot of detail, myzmanim.com is fantastic detail on the computations. Read it through. We're not going to go through all the details. There's one area that I would like to read, and it's they have a lot of sheetas here on when is Teisa Kochavim. They have big charts on it. This is some of the charts that they have. If you go through on the detail of the Maizmani, but we'll talk about just one paragraph. The definition of Teisa Kochavim. It says as follows: some poskim say that the emergence of three smaller stars occurs 36 minutes after sunset. 36 minutes. The figure of 36 minutes applies only to the equinox days in Bavel and Eretz Yisrael. In other words, what is that time period? If you go out and say smaller stars, and you can't do it here in the city. That's not what we're talking about, because there's so much light and so much pollution that it negatively impacts our ability, the visibility to see the stars. We're talking about if you go out into the Midbar, when will we see it? About 36 minutes. On the equinox day. So that's two times the year on the equinox days. So what you have to do is you have to see at that 36 minutes, how many degrees is the sun under the horizon? And you apply that setting. So it says here, times in other settings may vary. Since the angle of the sun, 36 minutes after sunset on the equinox days in Jerusalem is 8.5 degrees below the horizon, we peg that as the time that we have three stars. So that's what they use. 8.5 degrees under the horizon applied all year round will tell us when that Teisa Kochavim is. Now, there are different opinions as to how many degrees. Rav Moshe says 50 minutes in New York is the maximum time that it will be, and it's other days it's less. There's all the whole discussion on all these, the definition of Teisa Kochavim. There are shitas that it says as little as 13 and a half minutes after Shkia. That's three quarters of a meal, and meal can be 18 minutes, 22 and a half minutes, or 24 minutes. So three quarters of 18 minutes is 13 and a half. That's where we arrive at that, and that's an important number. That's what we see.
Stars are visible at that time, according to the
Shkia? They're not. No. It's based on the Gemara. It's based on their understandings of the Gemara.
Teisa Kochavim. So how do they reconcile?
Based on a different Gemara that says it. One place it says it's four meal after, one place it says three quarter of a meal. So that's the sheets of the Gemara. That's why we don't rely on that for ending of Shabbos, but we do rely on it for purposes of other things. For example, how late mincha can you daven? So we would say that Rav Elashev Psak is up to 13 and a half minutes, because that would be the earliest time of Tseis. Mm-hmm. So if you missed mincha before shkia, there are shitas that say you can, or you didn't wash for we talked about in the past, for you didn't wash for shalashuris, up to 13 and a half minutes after. Not ideal, far from ideal, but that's what we would do. Okay, so when it comes to nightfall, we have the opinion of 72 minutes. Now this is a bit misleading. This again is not a set 72 minutes. It's a 72 minutes on the equinox days in the Eretz Yisrael and Bavel, and you apply the amount of degrees to that, and it changes throughout the year. So it's not a set 72 minutes. Nightfall, three stars emerge. It's 36 minutes as degrees. That's what we mean, that it's 36 minutes. The peg is 36 minutes, but it's using 8.5 degrees under the horizon throughout the year. If we look, what's the difference between sunset and nightfall? Is it 36 minutes? No, it's we'd use the 442. The sunset at 442, all the way up until their nightfall of 516 is how long? Help me out here. That's 34 minutes.
Yeah.
34 from the 442 to the
516.
So it'd be 34 because they're not using a set 36. They're using the 36 minutes on those 2 days to convert it into the degrees, and we use the degrees. So the degrees it comes out to, that right now is 516 would be nightfall based on 8.5 degrees under the horizon. Now the sunset is fairly confusing. Yerushalayim is so high up, 800 meters above sea level. Now the implication of this is tremendous. When shkia, when you are at a very high elevation, is a number of minutes later than if you're at sea level. Why? Kapshuto, because you're looking down at the sun, right. So you can still see down. The sun is under the horizon. If I were flat, but I'm higher, so I can still see it. Now, what's that delta? That's the delta between sunset level region elevated 800 meters. That's is 438. That's level region elevated. If I'm all the way at the bottom, 437 and 26. But if I'm actually on the elevation, I have another 5 minutes seeing the sun because we're so up, high up elevated. So that's a huge difference. When is the actual shkia?
Why don't they put the level region, why do they put that at the Jerusalem's bottom?
It's not level.
Ask again, Jonathan. You're talking about the first one?
We're looking at Jerusalem's bottom, so why do they put the first one? If the whole Jerusalem qualifies for that, then...
Some people may want to be machmir for the first one. Yeah. I mean, we wouldn't be mekel on this, okay. But we would be machmir for it. So the shkia, the real shkia is 4:42. Okay, look, 40 minutes earlier, they're pegging candle lighting based on the 4:42.
Some people might say that that's the sunset, just because you can see it longer.
So they would be machmir, and then they would say 4:37, and they would light maybe 40 minutes early. But they compute it based on the metzias says I can still see the sun. So it's not shkia yet for me. So that's why you can work back 40 minutes from that. Tomorrow, lich benching is 4:02 and 38 seconds.
So if you go up in an airplane, you could even double later.
Yeah, but the metzias is, it's really hard to figure out on an airplane.
I know, that's what I'm saying.
It's not really, it's impossible. It's impossible by looking outside to say it's a sunrise.
Some of the people calculate this, trying to do it earlier than later. Back from
apparently,
this.
Apparently, but they're not computing it based on that. They're not. Okay, so if we work backward, now they only gave, when it's talking about plag, they brought only the shita of computing it between sunrise and sunset being an hour and a quarter, not 60-minute hours, but shalos manios, an hour and a quarter before shkia. And they'll use the 4:42 shkia, and to work back an hour and a quarter, plag of mincha is 3:32. That's an hour and a normal hour and 10 minutes, because the hour is a little bit shorter, and then we have the rest of the zmanim that we've been through. So that's... feel free to take the chart. My Zman, fantastic website.
Now the question is, how's Rabbeinu Tam feeling
good? So Rabbeinu Tam the computation, four meals times 18. 18 minutes per meal, because the Gemara says four meal after. One Gemara says four meal, one says three quarters of a meal. So Rabbeinu Tam says it's four meal after sunset using 18 minutes. Or if you want to be machmir, you can use 22 and a half minutes per meal, or you can use 24. So that would be a real super duper Rabbeinu Tam. Okay, a quick word on Parsha. This week's Parsha, Yaakov Avinu is fleeing from his dear brother, his beloved brother Esav. And he tells to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you got to save me. You got to get me out of trouble here. And the famous pasuk, V'chol asher titen li, Aser, Asbrenu Lach. Everything you give me, a Kodesh Baruch Hu will give you Meiser. Now, the Medrash says that he was so strict about his Meiser that he even was going to give a child, even did give a child of his for Meiser, which was Levi. And the Rabbeinu Bachya gives the following computation. How many children did he have? How many children did Yaakov have?
13 and 1.
Well, he had 13. He had
12 and 1.
Boys. Boys. He had 12 plus
Dina.
Boys. 12 plus Yosef's two children, Ephraim and Manasseh, Kerubin and Vashimon. So he had 14. Four wives, each had a Bechor. So they're already Kaddish. So how many kids does he leave? 10. Leaves Levi, gives 1/10, Kol Asher Titen Li Aser Asher Nulach, including a child. That was Levi, was designated as a child. Now, if you look at the Lashon, Kol Asher Titen Li, Rav Sternbach points this out, it didn't have to say the word Kol. It could have said, whatever you give me. So it's a reboy, Kol Asher. So he says it's the reboy. He brings in the name of his Rebbe, Rav Moshe Snyder, that it's including everything we have, including our Chochmah, including our intelligence, including our time, we should be willing to take Meiser. And Rav Moshe Schneider in the yeshiva, the story of Rav Sternbach getting out before World War II and being sent I think he was on a kinder transport, but I'm not sure, but being sent out to London and to learn in yeshiva with Moshe Schneider's yeshiva. Rav Moshe Schneider was mocked that the guys, the stronger boys, would learn with weaker boys an hour a day, because they would assume they'd be learning 10 hours a day. So it'd be Meiser. You have to be Meiser, the famous story. You have to give Meiser of your time. And Rav Shimon Shkop was also makbid about this. And Rav Sternbach says that many times he's heard from guys that they were having a tough time in the learning. Learning wasn't going well until they took on a younger chavruser. Learning with somebody weaker in 1 hour a day, giving Meiser the time, and that's what really enabled their learning to take off. So that's something to keep in mind. The reboy, Kol Asher Titenli, it's not only money, it's also our time, it's also whatever gifts we have from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we should be willing to contribute those to Klal Yisrael. Have a wonderful Shabbos.
Some dedication to the people that killed today.
Most of the houses that people could take.